Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Hampton, and thank you for joining me once again. Seems like it's been forever since I've been on the show, but lots have been going on in my life and probably many of your lives. So thanks for tuning in. If you've not listened in before, thanks for all the new listeners that I can see are coming and the new followers. I appreciate that very much. It's a 30-minute show if you're new to this, so I'll try to take as many calls as we can in our time, but I also like to do some kind of teaching or sharing about what's going on in the world and in my life and in the world of ascension and things of this nature. So I'll be interweaving some of that. The focus of this episode a little bit is going to be about animals and animal readings. I don't have to have an animal question, but I am going to, I'm excited to be sharing an excerpt, which I'll be sharing with you in just a minute, from the last book from Archangel Michael. It's the third published book. There's another book that's a guidebook, but this is the third book, the Book of Animals, Healing Wisdom for the Animal Kingdom from Archangel Michael, Volume 1. And it's been recently released. Kindle version is now ready on Amazon. Paperbacks are available on my site. Many people are ordering the book. It fills me with great joy. So I'd like to acknowledge the animal kingdom, at least through that. If your questions tonight don't pertain to your particular animal or animals on the other side. If you're new, again, to the program, or as a general reminder, to try to serve as many people as possible, I'd like, if you are here, some people just call in to listen. However, if you do have a question, specific questions are quickest and best for everyone. You can ask about other people. As I mentioned, if you're here, you like some insight from Archangel Michael about your animal's health or something. Generally, in this type of format, kind of one question. Again, it's not a full long reading. Those kinds of longer sessions and healing sessions and all kinds of things can be arranged on my site, which is kelly-hampton.com. So I see the switchboard all lit up and blinking. So I think I might take a caller just to get some pressure off of me, just playing with you. And then share, as I mentioned, some content. If you've not heard about the Book of Animals, I would say even if you're not an animal lover, it's the longest text that Archangel Michael has downloaded to me. It's the thickest text. So anyway, I'll talk more about that in just a half a second here. I think I'll read the phone extension. If you happen to just be listening, great. I don't see names on this kind of, board that I have. But I'd like to bring in whoever's been holding from area code 252. Hello, it's Kelly.
Hi, this is Harriet.
Hi, Harriet.
Hey.
Hi.
Can I have a read-in?
Yes, yes. Dear, I'd like you to ask one question.
My finance is going to get better, or I'm moving, and I would like to have some money to move. Do you see me having enough money to move, or do you see me getting some extra money from somewhere, or will I be doing it on my own?
Okay, I'm happy to try to help you. Archangel Michael's everyone's guide. Many other guides are accessible to me, but in this kind of format, we'll go to Michael. He's the go-to guy. Let me just invoke him. It's called an invocation. That means calling his name, so I'm sure it's Michael that comes through, or as sure as I can be. Michael, how can you guide her today about her finances, and will she have money to move? Okay, I don't edit what I hear. We all have free will. Michael can be a little louder, so I'm not trying to scream at you, dear. Michael's saying, yes, she'll have money to move. He's saying, yes, she'll have money to move. I don't feel as though it's an obstacle. I might not be seeing things the way you're seeing them, but I'm asking you to try to be at peace with this. The financials, the sliding, he's saying, sliding past that to the next context of your question was, in a longer sense. You know, how will my financial situation look? It does feel as though to me that there might be some periods for the next couple of months where things look kind of static or like a plateau. I don't know. Let's say a plateau.
Right.
Okay. After the plateau in about 2 months, 2.5 months maybe, saying that's an approximate Earth time frame that I would suggest to you, then after that I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Okay. The winds of change look like they'll be coming through. He's saying no pun intended about change, you know, money
right.
and change, he's saying. But the winds of change will come through. And I would say even in an unexpected way, that should be give you a little breathing room. I don't feel as though everything will be erased in mountains of gold, but it'll give you enough breathing room that you're going to be able to make some clear decisions. And at that time,
right.
I feel as though if you're wanting to make some purchases or something, I would wait until that period of time till you get this breath of fresh air that I'm looking at. I'm calling your breath of fresh air, some income, streaming income. And then I feel as though sketching this in for you, then after that time frame, more about the months of October, November, December, then I think things are going to go straight up.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. September, October, I'll be ready. And you're right, it's going to be a plateau because the first step is like so much. It's going to take a lot out of me. And it's going to take a couple of months for me to build up to that. And then I had to start back over and then start do it again. But, you got the right idea of what I'm trying to do. All right, but I'll be all right, though. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Yes. And Michael said it's going to go straight up like a rocket at the end of the year, okay?
I hope so.
Okay.
Thank you
okay,
so
dear.
Much.
Okay, thanks so much. Take care.
Bye-bye. You too.
Okay,
God
bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, well, that was Harriet, I believe, and thank Michael for coming through. Okay, the Book of Animals. If you're not familiar with it, if I could be so inclined to share with people, maybe the table of contents. In Michael's text here, we have guidance from Mother Earth. We have information about in the beginning how the world was created, animals of the water, domesticated animals of the land, birds of land and air, wild animals, mystical creatures and animals in other dimensions, and final angelic thoughts. Certainly, like I make mention, you know, this particular text, there are lots of people that help behind the scenes to bring the book into creation, including the designer, the production staff, people who volunteered or provided their services to read the text, proofread the text, edit the text, and so on. So big shout-out of gratitude to everyone about that. And I'll read a little snippet here and then try to move on to another call for everybody. What happened to all the different rainbow-colored small animals? Michael says, the same thing that caused the demise of the dinosaurs caused the demise of the very early smaller animals. The very first dinosaurs, by the way, were also rainbow or multicolored and multifaceted. By multifaceted, I mean that they were able to easily communicate with multiple galaxies in multiple ways, like a multifaceted diamond. As were the small animals and the medium-sized animals. If I am beginning to create a visual for you, all of the very early animal life of land, water, and air were all rainbow-colored, with more spectrum of rays of light frequency within their energetic bodies, encoded with DNA strands which matched their birth galaxy homes. What a wonderful world it was indeed. And it's not as though that was the then, millions of years ago. What myself and others are doing, maybe some of you, well, you know, we're involved in helping what we call the Christ grid of ascension, pure love, rainbow-colored, the integration of rainbow-colored animals, plants, people, the integration of all, returning all back to love source, God. So that's that. Before I forget, too, and then I'll take another caller, I'd like to make mention, if anybody is in the California area, Next week I'll be leaving. I'll be in California doing live sessions and a live lecture at East West Books in Mountain View, California. My events of all natures can be found on my website. And that the dates of that will be April 15th through the 20th. I'm training also some additional star healing intergalactic energy practitioners. I'm grateful for that opportunity. If you happen to know of a healer that has experience and is moved by the stars, there's space for about one or two more healers. We'd love to have them. You can always email me at kelly@kelly-hampton.com for more information. Okay, I'd like to take another caller from 860.
Hello, hi, Kelly.
Hello.
It's Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Long time no speak.
Long time no speak?
Yeah.
How you doing, dear?
I'm well, thank you. But unfortunately, I have to talk about my dad. He's beginning to fail, and I just don't really understand it. You know, he's gone into dementia, and, like, maybe you can help, or Michael can help me to understand what's going on now, and maybe how much longer he has.
Okay, thank you. Well, he may send a prayerful healing process over to him. You know, the question that you're asking has, you know, global implications. We're all living longer, and we all have family members, and in some cases, caring for aging parents, and they're not always transitioning in the way that we might think they would. A couple things before I bring Michael in. As I come to know it, we all choose when we're coming to the earth plane, and we all choose a designated time when we're going to leave. That, amongst other spiritual or divine teachings, were shared with Michael through me in his first book, Into the White Light. If the listeners haven't heard of that book or would like to understand that journey.
It came on so sudden, and I don't know if it's just going to attack him and make him leave quickly.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. Well, I'm getting to the next part for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, you're not the first person to ask about a transition home, and so Archangel Michael's guidance is always the same. I don't need to even channel this part. Only God knows when that convening moment is. Okay?
Yeah, that's not so important. We'll just see if
what might be able to be done for greater and better understanding. So, Michael, how can you guide her about this for her father, please? Well, he's said right there that he's safely in the arms wrapped around some loved ones that have already crossed before him. It doesn't mean that he's ready to cross. It just means that what you see in the outer world is not what we see on the spirit world. So it's not a whole lot different than if you could see all the angels that are around you at any given moment or around any living being. They go into infinity. The difference is some in times of illness, more angels, normally known as mercenaries, kind of flock to the person and surround them and support them. And so many times we know souls are unaware of this. And so I wanted to make mention to you when I said he's cloaked in the arms of care, that many mercenary angels are to him and many others that are in a similar position when an illness, sudden or not, come upon a person. You know, he does show me a life spark within him. You know, I feel as though that the care of any human being, care of your father and what we're talking about, as much care needs to be spoken of your heart, your mind, your emotions, and your emotional health are as important, of course, as your father's or anyone else that you might be caring for or caring about. So, and also in that conceptual realm, what can you do to, this is often asked of me, and it may provide comfort for you, what can you do to help a loved one in this type of situation? You certainly can try to be as peaceful and calm and accepting, trusting, happy, joy-filled, playful, creative, sending love, you know, because your energy field, particularly if there's any physical contact between one person and another, energy fields. It's all about energy fields. And so if a person is distressed and one visits someone, depending on that person's field, you're either going to uplift them or in some cases, you know, you can have particles that sort of hang and, you know, depending upon the level of receptivity. So why not go in and think about something really wonderful and loving, best thing said in life, next thing you're going to do tomorrow that might be wonderful, you know. So, again, your own personal container of taking emotional responsibility. It doesn't mean that I'm asking souls to leave their worries and crying outside of a hospital door or a bedside visit or something. Just asking that we all are mindful about where we are in this life journey or where you are in this life journey, knowing that everything has a divine orchestration behind it. Everything. Every blade of grass, every moment of breath, every moment of transition. So be as playful with him as you can. Play as much music with him as you can. Have it played for him. Reflect back. You know, it's a time in life for your father and you and many people of a similar nature. Why wait to say all the things that you might want to say and do for someone when they're in a declining state of health? Why not make that every day? Make those statements every day. Say those words of empowerment. Say those words of love. Do those actions of kindness. Be love and give love all the days of your life. And it hasn't fallen upon you in this manner in a regular basis. Then use this opportunity to decide, I'm going to create, I'm going to say lovingly all I've always said. I honor you. I praise you. I thank you. Even if forgiveness is in there. But this is an opportunity. This is what I see. His soul chart is showing me and you particularly that it's an opportunity for your two souls to meet.
I can't believe you mentioned music because my intention is to go down there and bring my music and soothe him and just do all of what you said. And it's so funny that you said music because I have this music in particular that I'm going to bring to him.
Well, that sounds perfect. Perfect. Okay?
Yeah.
Tune in again. Have a joyous, well, all of our best and loving wishes for both of you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless you too.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, definitely. If we haven't experienced the loss of a loved one or an illness, or it is the human experience. So I hope Michael's guidance had some global pieces for everyone in there. Let's see. I'd like to take this caller from 9937.
Hello.
Hello, it's Kelly.
Hi, this is Sandy. Hey, I think your book sounds wonderful. I'm going to have to look it up and see about getting it. Sounds fantastic.
It is.
I would love to hear what Michael has to say about everything and what, you know, it just sounds so awesome.
Thanks so very much. Do you have a question today?
I want to know if you can tell me when love's coming into my life.
Well, I will, you know, we'll try.
Yeah.
I will try. Michael's pretty specific. He's a literal guide. By that I mean, here's the thing. Archangel Michael has come up with this idea maybe a year ago now. He goes through phases, sort of, you know. And that is the difference between a connector and an infinity partner. I know there's still some occasionally we might talk about a twin flame or something, but the soul contracts are changing and soulmates are misunderstood and twin flames and soul twins.
Yes.
And, you know, he said, I just make it simpler, okay? People are either connectors. That means you can have an intimate and an important relationship with them. They do not present marriage or marriage-type energy. Infinity partners, on the other hand, as Michael's suggesting we can think about them, do present marriage or marriage opportunity, and they tend to be in our lives 5 years or longer. So you have infinity partners, and you have connectors. So the reason I'm kind of going into this, because love could be a date, you know, dating.
Right.
And a love could be, do you want to define that a little? Otherwise, I'll just see what he has.
I want a partner. I've been single for quite a while.
Okay, thank you, dear. So, Michael, how can you guide her? How can you guide her, please? When is it promised? Okay. He's saying there's a backlog of requests, he's saying, about this matter. And there's also a backlog of people that want to sort of come into your life and fill this role. Okay?
Wow.
So that's the way I see it. There's a backlog of – so if you could see your soul chart the way I see it, this backlog is like a library. Not all soul charts are like this, but I'll be more specific in just a moment. But hopefully you'll find this maybe comforting, if nothing else, that, as I say, there's a backlog. There are souls waiting, okay, in the wings.
Wow.
Okay, that have the potential to be your companion, this partner that you're looking for. There are at least six, okay? There are at least six that are waiting to be brought through and should be brought through in your life experience in the next 12 months. Okay, by that statement, it doesn't mean, my friend, that all six need to be appreciated. It means that if for some reason you miss the first person, let's say you miss the second person, let's say you miss the third person and the fourth person, he's saying, the way you constructed the next 2 years of your life, less than 2 years, is that I almost said the universe, but you constructed, you're part of the universe, so it's not really a separate thing. So in your heart and mind, for this to manifest, that one or two or three, how many of these partners from this number six that I see here into your life, it's a combination of prayer, intention, and earth action.
Okay.
Okay, prayer alone will not bring these souls or a soul forth.
Right.
Okay, intention alone will not. I like all three of these things mixed together. Maybe a couple more. Focus, passion, intention, prayer, or some sort of spiritual belief, and earth action, meaning if anyone stays at home, does nothing, holds yourself up in a hollow, he's saying, how can it possibly be? It will be more difficult for this to manifest. And when things do not manifest, they just sort of hang in the ethers. Okay? So for any and all of these souls to manifest, you're going to want to make yourself available. Okay? Some souls tell us, oh, I'm waiting. I've been waiting so long, and I've been looking so long. And do not become discouraged. That's an item worth saying. And two, for you, I would try new places that you haven't done before. In other words, I would put myself in a few social settings, nothing you don't like, right? Something that maybe you haven't done that you might not go to, but you've got a friend and you're going to go, because I feel as though most of these souls are going to be drawn in through social acquaintances, social activities, or a social encounter. Okay. So again, when souls say, when is love coming? I've been waiting so long. Waiting, but not showing the work, not showing, because the heart feels it wants will be wounded. That's another matter. It's really a falsehood of a paradigm. I'm not saying you carry it. I'm just want to kind of tickle your thinking and say, oh, Michael, you're wrong about this. I'm out there. I'm going out, and one other thing, my friend, if I may, all things flow from love of self.
Yes.
And like does attract like. So as you love, just a moment. I'm channeling. Just a moment, please.
I'm sorry.
As you love yourself even more, as you find more joy in your life and yourself even more, you appreciate yourself even more, keep finding things that bring you joy and people and experiences, then you're going to be in the best possible position so that when this soul is ready, the first one's ready and the second one or the third, or you latch on and fall in love and marry the very first one, you will be attracting someone that mirrors your vibrational field. It does not, however, my friend, mean that you need to be perfect. You are perfect. He says, do you have another question? Have I served you well?
Served me very well.
Okay, dear. Well, you can always say no. But
no,
anyway.
No, I would not do that. That was awesome.
Okay. Well, thanks so very much for listening, and I hope you listen in again. You're welcome to call in at any time. And good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye now.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All righty then. So thank you. Michael tends to get louder. I can't really help that. He tends to be a global teacher as well as a personal one. I think I got to everyone tonight. If I didn't, I'm going to try to air the show again before I leave to California. If I could read just a little bit, go out maybe on a paragraph or two of the Book of Animals. If you're listening or you listen to the archives over the next week, I am going to have a little drawing. If you email me with your name and email, I'm going to choose somebody out of my listeners this week or listen to the replay later, which a lot of people do, and send you a copy of the Book of Animals. Soul cords. A lot of people I don't think know about soul cords, but we work with them in every Star Healing Intergalactic Energy session. Animals have soul cords. People have soul cords, and they get out of alignment. Out of attunement, as the Archangel calls it. And so if I could just read a piece of something here, I would say this. Dogs are often known for their heroics and bravery. I'm just taking a piece out of the Book of Animals, page 88. They do have one altered DNA strand, as I see it, that allows for this imprint to take hold. It looks like a purplish-bluish band when sometimes seen through a microscope or energetically. Some who know energy well may say that they have never witnessed this strand. Michael just acknowledges he's at peace, so he's saying if you see energy and don't see this colored strand, he's all is well. This altered DNA strand is also seen as a soul cord. Soul cords are also present in every living consciousness, even the sun. It is no different a concept, really, than a particular breed known for certain other traits, including hair or coat, temperament, or demeanor. Soul cords within animals range from 7 to 8, no matter the size of the dog. Other species of land animals, which we will examine, will have more. Some will have fewer soul cords. These cords of life are like particles of the atom, a piece of infinite creation, beauty. You may think of them as personality traits, but they are much more than this. They embody cellular codes from their soul charts about what they have chosen to accomplish on the earth plane. Think of them in part like reminder notes you may make to yourselves, or this is another way to think of them. Oh, joy. Oh wonder. So that's just a little piece. Soul cords. I'm so blessed. We all are so blessed. We could give a moment just before the show's closing and silently think about something we're grateful for, someone we're grateful to. I think that will set us all well. In fact, if it's not a daily part of your life, extending gratitude on a regular and steady basis, nourishing our bodies with nutritious foods as we nourish our minds. I'm grateful for each and every one of you that are listening and will listen later. I'm grateful for the opportunity to share. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be heard. I'm grateful for our new opportunities that are yet to come to me. I'm grateful for my healthy mind, body, and spirit. I'm grateful for all the guides that Archangel Michael says we all have, whether we see them, know them, or otherwise. I'm grateful for our time here and look forward to joining you again next week. Remain blessed, friends. Thank you so very much. Remember that we are perfect sparks of creation.